Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm embarrassed. Because I totally, like, cis-manned this woman.
I was having this bonfire with a couple of friends, right? And then the night, just, like, we were drinking, playing drinking games, awesome. It winded down, everyone left, and she was the last one there because she was going to sleep over. There was liquor in me, and the way that the fire was just gleaming in her eyes, I was like, this is the time. We were playing this game. It's just like a card drinking game where if you pull it, that you drink something, and there was a naughty version. And it gets to this card of literally finger the person. For me to finger her.
I know that where this is going. You went in dry. Oh my God. Did you go in dry? Oh my God.
Listener, the live shows are popping. One of my DC shows is already sold out. The other is half sold out. Go get your tickets to the remaining shows, ashleygavin.com. And if you're missing shows, it's because you're not on the mailing list. You can also sign up there. And we have a holiday Zoom live that we're doing. Kate's in the little note right now. Hey, Kate, we're doing a Zoom live for the holidays. On the 22nd of December, ashleygavin.com. We're having gaysex.com. Go and get your tickets. We have great guests. We're going to be dropping the names of those over the next few weeks. Go, go, go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. You will bottom. Go get them. Kate has a great new monthly show. Go check out their Instagram for information on that. And I'm in New York every Sunday as usual. And then this week... oh, man, I'm excited about this one. We had Gianna, a.k.a. G-Wizzle, on TikTok and Instagram. You know her from her joyfully singing in her car. She just radiates joy and positive energy. She talks about her first time having gay sex on the pod, her relationship with her mother, and how those two things were unfortunately connected, not in a weird way. What? Just listen to it. It's a great episode. She's so fantastic, and we recorded this in the Midwest, and I'm so happy to have her as a friend. All right, enjoy the episode, guys.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Okay.
No, this is really like a bad porno now. Like, this is what it's shaping up to be.
That would be a bad porno. Hey, want to come over and record my podcast?
If men wrote fanfic, what they actually did is they wrote a scripted podcast of a girl coming over to their hotel room to port. They're on tour. They're doing zanies. They're doing fucking zanies in Rosemont.
And they invited them in Chicago, but I'm not in Chicago. I'm in
Rosemont.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, we are. This is our first ever out of apartment episode.
Yes.
Well, I guess we did the bonus. You're having gay sex at Sour Mouse night at our show.
Yeah.
Our show at Sour Mouse Sunday School every Sunday. Sometimes we do live episodes. I called it our show. It's my show. You fuck off.
Okay.
But it was Kate's idea to do the live pod recording, which was so great.
It was
really
fun.
Really great. But no, we are in Chicago at Crown Plaza?
Yeah.
In Rosemont with an incredible guest, huge TikToker, big following, Instagrammer, singer in the car. Gianna G-Wizzle on TikTok. You know her. You love her. What's up?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Nothing's up. I'm here in this hotel room. It's very sketch, especially
yeah.
how...
Say exactly what you said when you came in.
Well, okay. Should I read the text that you sent me? Because there was literally no
yes,
detail as
do it.
To how I was supposed to get here until about an hour before.
That is such bullshit.
I love how every time when you go to check it, your ass is just like
you
in
are.
The air.
You're really
like,
you're playing the role of Fulton today.
Oh, the cat. Oh. I was just turning up your mic, making sure that you're good.
Should I go extra Italian, like really loud?
No, don't go extra Italian. If you're gonna hold it down, I'm whatever. This is stupid. talk about the text.
Oh, Ashley Gavin tells guests not to be Italian. Cancel.
Lesbian comedian tells Italian be less Italian. Lesbian comedian roasts Italian backfires. Cancel. Gabagool.
You've gobbled your last ghoul.
Oh my God.
So just for the listener who's not listening, who's not watching on the YouTube, we literally are in my hotel room before we do a show. Kate and I are doing Zanies tonight, which is really, really exciting. If you didn't buy tickets, fuck you.
I promoted the shit out of it too. So it's a definite fuck you.
Thank you.
No. Oh my, I don't think there's two people I know. I know one and their girlfriend. That's all that I actually know are coming. Other than that, people have said that they're coming, but I don't know. That's just like maybe like to get me to talk to them type of thing.
I feel that. But yeah, you walked in and you were like, this is a real sugar daddy situation.
Well, yes, because it was 10 minutes before. You're like, all right, yeah, just walk in. Elevators to the right.
Room number is this. It's not even the real room number. You're going to sit in front of the door like an idiot hoping someone answers.
I gave her the wrong room.
It was right next door. It was fine. But I heard your voice.
No, I gave you the right room.
Oh,
what? 11:32. Fuck you.
11:34.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. Anyways,
women
yeah.
bad at math, bad at driving.
Yes. Oh my God.
So, have you had any kind of accident driving your car? I'm kidding around. I don't think women are bad at math.
No. That is a fair question because that's all in my DMs. Is everyone just like, you're a dangerous driver? You shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, I don't think
this.
You're a who doesn't sing in their car,
but also records it.
But you, I imagine. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm laying up the softball for you, Gianna. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I imagine you start recording before you're even driving.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No one knows the full setup because no one's ever been in my car to record in my car.
But we would like to do that today.
Yes. I made sure my car was clean.
We're going to try and get in the car and make a little collab with Gianna today.
Yeah. I'm bad at singing. I'll do it.
I'm bad at singing too.
No, you're not.
No. But I think what the appeal of you is that you are good at singing. But you're also not a professional singer and you're accessible in this way where people, when they watch you, they see themselves in you. You know, maybe you had decided to go into singing and done training and all of that. We don't really know. You know what I mean? Like you have to train to be a professional in anything.
It's like a karaoke when someone gets up and they're just one of us and then they blow it out of the water.
Exactly.
And you're like, whoa.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so it's very, people love it.
I guess. Sort of. I don't know.
Yes, people do.
People. Well, I don't know if it's a mixture of hate and they're like,
no,
get off
the
road.
What is wrong with you? You need to give yourself credit. You have to stop with the self-deprecation. People love it. And also, what you're doing is, look, I think comedy is kind of a joke. You know what I mean? You just walk on stage and it looks easy.
Right.
You've made something that looks very easy, but also you've made something very fun your job. Which
this is true.
Very admirable.
This is true. Thank you. I will take that. Thank you. I've always wanted to be a YouTuber when I was younger, but I was so embarrassed about it. And then I got bullied in high school for it. Ugh. So I just strayed away
from
it.
Oh,
you were like making videos
in high school and people made fun?
Yes, I was actually making music. I wanted to be a professional singer, but I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to write music. I still don't know how to do it. And just in high school, everyone, they saw it. They made fun of me. I mean, like I had my own little like intro, my YouTube intro, like, hey guys, what's up? And people would make fun of me for it.
Well, here's the funny thing is I make YouTubes and people still make fun of me. So
but you get made fun of for your job. Like you roast people, they roast you back. Like you make money off of that. So that
there's also trolls.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's no money to be made in high school.
No.
I don't know. Charlie D'Amelio.
No, I mean,
the other one?
Don't say that name.
There's a difference between getting engagement of all sorts online and going to school and having your peers bully you.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, I mean, and I was also the TV anchor at my school, too. So I was like, I was in the public eye as well.
Okay, first of all, I don't. You know how I feel
so
about anchor
sweet.
Women.
Oh, I
You've
do.
You've heard me.
Oh, my God. I do. I was going to wear like a little suit. I was like, okay, this is my time to shine. And then I didn't because I was so nervous.
You keep bumping into this lamp over here.
So,
here.
I'll pay for it. It's fine. I'll break it.
I'm worried about your head.
My head's fine.
Okay.
It's okay.
But I fear going into my thing about anchor women when you've very clearly made it about your high school news TV show. I don't think that I can.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Not like that. So was this a prized position at your school, or was this like a nerd position at your school?
It depends.
Had to be nerds. It was prized by like, nerds.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
It depended on what side of production you were on. Like, if you were just an anchor, but then there was also like feature productions where we make like short films, and like every Friday it would be like the senior class or the advanced class that would make these short films, and you were considered cool because it took out like 15 minutes out of your second period on Friday.
Nice.
So everyone thought you were like really cool. You're like, oh, there's got to be a feature. There's got to be a feature today. And that was me. So it was like, I was kind of cool, but kind of not.
What was your feature?
It was different every period, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just different like little skits or whatever. Like we had like a homecoming week. It was, oh my God, our theme was so stupid. It was USA themed. Like we couldn't think of anything more creative except we love USA.
Was it a public school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were just driving propaganda.
Yes. Literally. I mean,
I think it's so weird that at like election rallies, like for Trump and shit, they would shout USA. What other country would you shout?
I don't know.
Do you think the Democrats are running their election in? Think you fucking idiot.
At the Democratic convention, they're all going, China, China,
Russia, let's go. No.
They're so fucking stupid. Yes, this election is taking place in the United States. You fucking idiot.
They're like walking. They're like, USA, USA, parking lot, voting booth, voting booth.
Literally just shout anything that makes you feel prideful and we'll shout it back.
I am shouting.
Oh my gosh, I think we're warmed up.
Oh, okay.
Also, I just want to say, you're so young. You just turned, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You just turned 22.
Yes.
Ugh. So I think if...
What is that noise?
I don't want to be 22. There's like...
Fuck you, honestly. My dreams literally just came true this weekend. This is the first weekend.
Explain.
I'm turning 34 on Wednesday.
Okay.
11/17. If you don't wish me a fucking happy birthday, this will not be
this
out by then.
This will not be out yet.
But you go back in time. You build a fucking time machine.
Listen, if you're gay and... and you don't build a time machine to wish Ashley a happy birthday in the past, you're not gay anymore.
Yeah, fuck you.
Revoke
you're
the
not gay,
gay
anymore.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, yeah, and but what I'm trying to say is I think there's plenty of time for you to figure out.
Oh, well, and you're the one who made me feel that way. Seriously. Like I had a realization of like 30s are the best time because of you.
Oh, thank you.
So that's...
But start now.
Start now with what?
Your YouTube and your anchoring. Well, And you're singing, whatever it is you want to do, start now.
Start now?
Yeah. Okay. I said to Kate the other day, I'm just going to put you on blast for a second. I tell Kate all the time, you need to be on YouTube. You need to be on TikTok.
Yes.
You need to have your own podcast. You need to do all the things that I'm doing. And I said to Kate the other day, I had less followers than you have right now when I started the podcast.
Yeah.
And look how fucking amazing I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
The power of social media.
No one laughs at that anymore. Because it's no longer...
It's no longer funny.
It's no longer funny. It's just fact. But yeah, so you're very young. You have plenty of time.
Thank you. But you guys are matching.
We are
like,
matching.
Literally matching.
Oh, yeah. Look at us.
Color scheme.
What type of shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing black New Balance dad shoes for my... I had my orthotics in
well,
there.
Well, then
my
you
hip.
Were. Oh, orthotics. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm fucking old.
I have
34.
I have little...
I literally said when we came in here, I was like, Kate, I'm bloated. It's mostly air. That's how old I am. I just don't care
it's
anymore.
Mostly air.
It's not like farts. I mean, it's farts, but it's like a lot. There's like a lot of air. You know when it's like mostly air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Ashley, it's always air. Like,
but there are times where I know if
it's
I'm...
It's called being
but
gassy.
You, okay. But
if there are times when you're farting and it is liquid, you are ill.
No.
Something's wrong.
Well, that's just shitting, I think, and it's not a good day. But... What I'm trying to say is, like, don't you feel like you have days where you know it's going to be stinky and
yes.
then you know it's...
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is a fart. And then there are... I'm so sorry that we've taken a turn.
No, this I love it.
It's like a fart from beans versus a fart from seltzer.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm full of seltzer.
Oh, okay. So that's not stinky. That's just air.
It'll probably... Look, I'm not trying to say... listener, I'm not trying to say that my farts don't stink. They do. everyone's farts stink. I'm just saying it's not going to be like an Armageddon in here. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not, it's not going to be a climate disaster, greenhouse gases killing people. It's just going to be. I cannot believe that we're talking about farts.
I can't
believe
it either.
That's very honest.
This was you.
This was me.
That was all you.
If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be you. And it was me. It was me. Hello, everybody. We're in the hotel. We're having gay sex. We're having with gay sex with Gianna. G-Wizzle. TikToker extraordinaire. You know her. You love her. I love her.
Thank you.
No, I actually, I feel like you a little sibling thing going on with you.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
I know. I know. Poor Kate.
Again. I can't do this again.
I told you. I really don't know.
I can't do this again.
Did you listen to the Casey episode?
Maybe jog my memory.
Oh. It was just came out this week.
Oh, then no. No, I'm behind. I am three episodes behind.
A woman that I had pretty profound sexual chemistry with was on the podcast, and Kate just had to basically
Watch it. That won't happen here. Even though we're on a bed together, it's not. No. No voyeurism. Not happening.
You're too young.
No.
Oh, okay. Wow. Taking it back. I think you're adorable. Oh. If you were older.
Oh, wow.
But
I haven't heard that one before.
I'm confused.
Don't worry about it.
You're my little sibling. Actually, you're in love with me. Actually, I love you. Actually, you're not old enough. I don't know what I'm looking at. But you can tell by my legs that I'm uncomfortable.
Kate's in full pigeon right now. Kate's in lizard. Kate's in unhorny lizard right now. All right. We're in the hotel. We're not having gay sex with Gianna. No. She's not old enough.
I'm not a minor. Okay. I'm not a minor. I am 22. I started TikTok and everyone thought I was a minor. I'm like, I am 18. So I have to clarify. I'm not a minor.
You've been TikToking for 4 years.
Yeah.
Damn. You've
been hustling. Actually, my four year anniversary was my birthday.
Oh, whoa. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, it was weird though. Cause everyone went back to the video and it was all just all these men commenting that I should go back to the kitchen. Cause I was trying to be funny. And then
you are funny.
I am.
I think you just need to invest in your craft and figure out what kind of artist you want to be.
Oh.
That's, I just think you're at the beginning of your journey.
Oh, well, thank you.
I am Ashley Gavin. I am a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. I am exhausted, but I'm at the end of a marathon. I think I said this to Kate. We sat down. I started to tear up. I feel that I'm at the end of my marathon portion of my career. Alex, my editor, producer, full-time guy, starts tomorrow. This is my last tour weekend like this that I'm doing by myself, which is like totally insane. I'm so glad that you're here.
Yeah.
And I just feel very grateful. And it's right before my birthday, so it feels like, thank God I have some sort of something. So yeah, that's how I'm feeling today. This is not normally what we do in the intro. And then, is this corny? Should I cut that?
No,
it's a celebratory thing. Like, yeah. How you're saying to me how I should, you know, appreciate myself more. You should appreciate all that you've done and all the work you've done. Like, you say that you're not successful, but you really are.
Thank you.
You really are.
I do.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a weird adjustment to have been shitting on yourself for 7 to 10 years. Moving into self-acceptance and trying to be funny. It's different. It's fundamentally different.
Yeah. To go from having liquid farts to being
to just air.
Just air.
You emptied yourself out.
It's actually, once I made a certain tax bracket, they take the shit out of you. Actually. Oh,
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. That's when they put the ice cream in. I don't know if you've heard that expression.
Oh,
I think they I'm going to stop. As always, my cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. Fat in the chat.
Oh, my God.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm so used to hearing this in my car. In my car.
Oh, yeah. Gianna's a listener.
I am. Nice. Yeah. Like you said, you would never actually... Wait, you've had listeners here, though, before. Like, yeah, I was
solely
a listener.
You're probably one of our biggest listeners.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Fat in the chat. We're in Chicago, and he is DaBear. Cancel coach, Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody. It's me, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat, Kate Sisk, the bear. I love that. That's one of your best ones so far. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke. Any pronouns? My gender this week, as submitted by the listeners, is one of those really long, drawn out, like Netflix conspiracy theory murder series. Yeah. And when you get to the end, you still don't know who did it.
Right.
You were the kid that was murdered.
You're never in the actual series. It's just all about you simultaneously, though. Okay, fair.
Would you introduce yourself?
Oh, man. I've practiced this in front of a mirror so many times. Hi, my name's Chiana. She, her pronouns. Cisgendered woman. Bisexual, pansexual. I don't know. I just love women and then the occasional scrawny white man.
That's great. I think that is a valid sexuality. Yeah. I would say that Timothée Chalamet has proven that.
Yes. Yes. It's something about the feminine man. That's just, it gets me going.
Well, great. We're so happy to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Should I give a choice of story today? I had gay sex last night.
Yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, especially off the vibrator in the suitcase.
Yeah.
They were setting up and they're like, oh my God, what's that vibrating noise? And previously mentioned was, just forget my vibrator. It's in here, like as she's going through everything. And then her vibrator just starts to turn on and I turned to her. I'm like, yeah, your vibrator is going.
The weird thing about my vibrator is it turns itself on. It doesn't just turn me on after I turn it on.
It's always ready to go.
It's self-aware.
It's like, I'm in a hotel room. It's time to fuck.
This is your warning.
And it really was funny, though. It was like a parody of a lesbian where you open this big industrial suitcase full of like wires and cords.
There was rope as well. So it really was
rope.
A bad
the
porno.
The rope is for stretching my hip, listener.
It's to capture me.
34. Farting. Stretching my hip.
Full air. Farting.
Finally successful, and this is what it looks like. All right. Well, I did. I had gay sex last night.
Ooh.
Didn't expect to have gay sex in I might bleep the state, but I will mention that I have been touring through the Midwest.
Oh.
And I did not expect to. I turned on my Hinge.
Ooh.
Because I was. Yeah.
Really?
I always move my Hinge around.
Wait. Do you have the voice prompt in there now? The new update?
No, I
you
can't.
You should.
No, I
you
really.
You need to.
I don't think.
What?
Absolutely.
You don't
not.
Agree?
I love head. Those.
My friend sent me one the other day that this guy was singing.
Oh.
I think it's pretty gross. What would I do?
A celebrity impression, obviously.
HelixSleep.com/WHGS.
No. Knowing you, this is what you do. You'd be like, I have the best Hinge. I have absolutely the best Hinge. Nobody has a better Hinge than me.
I have so many matches. You wouldn't believe how many matches I have.
I hate it.
Hinge. It's Hinge.
And that's how you scare everyone away. Thank you.
They kicked me off Tinder.
They said my profile wasn't real. It's fake news. It's fake news. Oh this is a real Ashley Gavin.
Match.com is a scam.
Okay, well, I think we know what my Hinge voice prompt is going
to
be.
Oh my God. You have to make it now. Like, it's for certain.
But yeah, I think people have joked with me about doing like a gay, we're having gay sex thing. But the thing is, the podcast is popular, but it's not popular enough for me to put it in my Hinge profile. And even if it were, it'd be very cocky. But, and the truth is, listener, for all the cocky things I say, it is equally matched by a healthy dose of just absolutely obliterating self-criticism.
Yes.
After every, Kate knows as soon as the cameras go off, I'm like, oh, I was horrible.
Yeah, you do that.
Every time. And then I listen back and I'm like, you're a goddamn genius. Why do you do this? My whole life is like the Bart Simpson meme of like him like being like, I'm a god, and then like him totally hating himself. That's who I am. Bart Simpson is actually a great gender for me. Anyway, I had gay sex. I didn't find anyone on Hinge, and I really was not expecting to meet anybody.
Okay.
No offense to this Midwest state.
They also are huge states.
What do you mean?
It's not like they're the size of Rhode Island. There's a lot of people.
No, there's not a lot of people.
But there's a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing to drive, you're
I'm not willing to drive.
If you're willing to drive. Everywhere you have to drive. Why do you think I'm in my car all the time?
Pussy.
Yes. Quite honestly.
You think this is about the singing? This is about the pussy.
It's about
just
the puss.
Through
40 mandatory hours of driver's ed just being like, this is for the pussy, this is for the pussy, this is for the pussy.
You're in the line in the DMV. It's hours long. You're like, pussy,
pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy.
I didn't think I was going to meet anybody. I did my shows. After my shows, I do photos and stuff like that. And this very beautiful woman was in the line. This girl's cheekbones could cut glass.
Oh, oh.
Great cheekbones.
Describe her.
It's funny because that's a saying usually said about nipples.
Did I say cheekbones? Yeah. I meant nipples.
It's code word. It's code word. Cheekbones are nipples. Nipples are the cheekbones of the chest.
This girl had real pepperoni cheekbones.
You probably heard me say on this podcast that I'm really into cheekbone play, but I'm very confused. It's actually...
You want to be baby. You want to suck on someone's cheekbones.
Absolutely. And she had a beautiful smile. You have a very beautiful smile.
Really?
Actually, everyone in this room has a great smile. And I don't know. I just thought she was very beautiful. And I just liked her. And I got a little nervous. And I was just like, I was doing my mailing list. And I didn't want anyone to see, obviously, that I was getting her number. Because I feel very sensitive.
Oh, stealth.
I just feel very... I do want privacy, like when I'm
right.
That's important.
That's
to
what
me.
I figured with the hotel address, but I would have liked Jin to have known where to
go. Yeah, no, that's totally. That's actually very fair.
Yeah.
I will contact my HR department
right.
and make
right,
sure
right.
that
my
I
people will talk
get
to your people.
Up. Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome.
My people being me.
Right. Also, it's
not true
me.
Anymore, but which is very cool. No, it'll always be me. I'll never relinquish control. I've issues.
That's very Scorpio of you. I love
yeah.
that.
But I said to her, I'm handing her my phone to do my email list. And I said to her, would you put your number in there? And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. And then she hung out after the show. And her friend is such a fucking wingman. She came with her friend. Her friend drove her there. Because
whoa,
Midwest, everyone's driving from
right,
all these different states.
Right,
and her friend
right.
was like, I've got to go home.
What?
Is that what her friend did?
No, her friend was the opposite. Her friend was like, you got like, what do you guys want to do? Like, she only had the one ride. I was exhausted. Like, yeah. She had work the next morning. Oh my God, how Midwest is this? She works at a mom and pop gardening shop.
Uh huh.
And she was like, yeah. I have to get up early. We're getting a big shipment of Christmas trees.
Agriculture is huge out here. It's
I know,
huge.
But
corn
I was like,
everywhere.
Are you a fairy? Like, what are you talking about? A huge shipment of Christmas trees? Like, are you Mrs. Claus?
Wait, but it's like a gay Hallmark movie right now. Are you shitting me right now?
The lesbian comedian from New York City
travels all the way to the Midwest for the Christmas tree fairy. Oh my God.
You're so right.
That makes sense.
And
oh,
she,
I love
but
this.
She had that vibe. She was very mommy. She really was very like wanted to take. She listens to the pod and I just don't care anymore. I was just thinking about this. The justification I came up with was I was just like, look, if you saw this girl in a bar, you would talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would you not talk to her now? Just because she listens to the podcast. I think I finally now have figured out how to navigate the situation,
okay.
having failed several times.
Yeah.
Oh. So what'd you land on?
Well, basically, she came back to the hotel. Her friend, who's a fucking champ, waited in the car while
what?
She and I
they
made...
didn't drive around? That's what I would have done.
Right. And you were saying.
Yes, exactly. But... Content, content, content.
But they waited in the car. We made out. We didn't do anything else. We just made out and we talked. And she was so sweet. Then she like went back home with her friend. But I left my hats in her car.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose.
Along
with my tripod.
That's the plot of the story. That's the climax.
And
I left my hat and we fucked in the car. That's what you would have done. Jesus.
So I leave, but I need the hats for my show.
Right, right, right.
And my tripods are in there and whatever. So she goes back home. She actually had to come back because she couldn't find her phone and she thought she maybe had left it in the hotel room. So they came back for a second. She didn't know which room I was in. She was knocking on a bunch of doors.
Oh, this is a movie.
Yeah, it was so goodness. Sweet. I really genuinely, the first night that we were together, I was like, oh my God, I like her.
Yeah.
And it's the first time, I mean, like, I'm totally infatuated and obsessed with Casey, but... The thing about Casey is I know it's not real because even if Casey opened up her relationship, I wouldn't be able to handle that because I can't be a non-primary. Like the way I feel about her, I can't be a non-primary, a secondary partner. This girl, I actually was like, oh my God, I like her and she's available. and I'm feeling something.
And I've got to move to this little town in the Midwest.
I need to co-own the Christmas tree shop.
Yeah. And I was like, whatever. But she was so sweet. And then she came back the next day, and this is where it gets really interesting.
Oh.
Her ex-girlfriend came to the shows the
next day. Okay.
With her?
No. She bought more tickets because the ex-girlfriend.
Okay, wait. So the first night, you make out with the friends in the car. They leave.
Wait, the friends in the car? Yeah, the friend was waiting.
Wait.
They weren't in the car. No, we don't make out in the car.
Oh, I thought that they were just like watching. I'm like, that's a champ right there.
She was a fucking champ. This girl, though. Okay. Oh, yeah. Give my little Christmas tree fairy a name. What's her name? She's a Midwest, just like small town girl. Really small sweet town. Apple pie.
Jezebel. little Jezebel.
I don't know. It sounds very Hallmarky. And she's a fairy.
I don't think you know what Jezebel means.
Oh my God. Wait. No.
Okay.
Oh my God. No. Wait. Is that the same name as the place from The Handmaid's Tale?
Yes. Jezebel. It also has other meanings. But let's go with Annabelle.
Okay.
The haunted doll from the Conjuring movies.
Okay. Let's go with, give me a fucking name.
Just Belle.
Belle.
Just Belle.
Okay. So.
And you're the Beast.
Yes.
And you forgot your hats.
Your hat is the rose.
By the time the last hat falls from the tripod, if you don't find true love.
That is the second time we've done a Beauty and the Beast.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Whatever. But so basically her ex is at this show, which is not the first time this has happened. I get messages all the time. So if you're like listening and you're the ex, this might not actually be you. Because there are multiple people who've messaged me being like, my ex is coming to your show. Should I still come to your show?
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, of course. Yeah. Like, it'll be okay. It's a huge room. So this happens all the time.
Okay.
But obviously the ex doesn't know that she's coming with my hats on my tripod. You know what I mean? And so she like puts a mask on, puts a beanie on, like sneaks in, like makes a sharp turn and hangs out with me in the green room. And
oh, sweet.
Then she came home with me and we had really, it was really just really nice.
Nice.
And I had a really great time with her.
Oh, nice.
And I really like her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pursuing or just you like her?
No, we had a conversation where I was like, there's literally no way I will ever.
I mean,
that's the difference between.
You're like, right? Right?
there's
no way. It doesn't make any sense for me to just blow up my whole life and settle down, right? That's crazy,
In the Hallmark movie version. I build a comedy club at like next to the Christmas tree
right.
shop.
She comes to you and says, hey, this place is for sale. You should do your shows here. Yeah. It's next to my shop. I don't know if that's weird.
Because I'm the big city girl. Like,
I'm
Heigl. What's her name?
Catherine.
Catherine Heigl, who realizes my career is not as important as love. And I
yes.
I moved to the Midwest.
Midwest.
I moved to the Midwest.
Near.
I'm the Swedish chef from the Muppets. It's a Muppets Hallmark special.
And she's got her fist right up there.
Oh my God.
She's actually the comedian. You're just a mouthpiece for
her. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And yeah, cool.
You're fucking ventriloquist
or
comedian.
Jeff Dunham. I'm dating Jeff Dunham.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So that is my gay sex from this week.
Oh, I'm so
nice.
Glad.
That's awesome.
All right, look, you little piece of shit. I know you skipped the audio notes. I'm coming to Washington, D.C. on tour. AshleyGavin.com. Go get your tickets. Sign up for the mailing list and put your zip code in. It helps me decide where I'm going on tour. So if you want me to come near you, go do that. And one more time for the Patreon. Patreon.com/WHGS. It is what keeps this podcast going. It pays Kate and Alex's bills. And also mine. Oh, and you get the bonus episodes. We're releasing full bonus episodes with guests called You're Having Gay Sex on the Patreon. You can listen to it just like you're listening to this on your phone, in your car, watch it on your laptop. And we read your gay sex stories and we hear from the guest as well. So that's a fun time. Patreon.com/WHGS. Thanks, guys. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Gianna, did you have gay sex this week?
Oh my God, I didn't have gay sex. I had regular sex, unfortunately.
It's okay. You're acting like we were going to shame you. Get out! Oh my God. I was hetero. I'm sorry. God.
Gay sex podcast.
Yes, having you should.
You should.
No, I have had.
Do you
sex,
all know how many buy and pan listeners we
right,
have?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you've had straight people on here as well.
No, we've had Jeff Dunham.
Ashley's boyfriend.
And all of his audience. What do you think there's a listener
Can
writing?
Can you imagine me trying to cancel coach while Jeff Dunham was on the ball?
He's got Ahmed.
Oh my God.
Listener, if you are a crossover Jeff Dunham, Ashley Gavin fan, write it.
Make a fan fiction right now, please. That's what we're asking for. Oh boy.
I pulled her out of the trunk. Trunk of
I know.
Puppets.
Yeah, but it's
Well, you don't have to talk about that if you don't want to. You sound ashamed. Is there a gay sex story you'd like to share?
There is. I could share one, yes. You're going to shame me for it and laugh at me.
No, I'm so not.
Oh. I hope we don't seem like we do
No. It's just...
She's a listener. She's like, yeah, you do that every time.
Anytime I hear you guys talk, you guys just judge them. It's fine. No, it's just not very hygienic. That's why you're going to...
I love non-hygienic stories.
Oh, okay. Well, then I could tell
the Breachies episode, I'm
sure.
Oh,
I have. Yes. Mm. Yummy.
No.
I take it back. I take it not yummy, not scrumptious, not delicious, not at all.
Breachies is delicious. Yes. Finding it unexpectedly in a vagina is
no.
concerning.
No. Oh, God. No. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with this one because it's embarrassing, but I'll tell it. So actually, I texted you the night that it happened. I'm so embarrassed. But
don't be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed because I totally like cis-manned this woman. I'll explain.
I'm very excited.
I will explain. So I was having this bonfire with a couple of friends, right? And then the night, just like we were drinking, playing drinking games, awesome. And the girl that I had this thing with, we've been going back and forth since high school, like sophomore year of just everyone thought that we were together, like just how we acted with each other. But no.
Were you out at that point?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't formally out until, I want to say, quarantine. Really?
Okay.
I mean, like, well, out to the internet. Everyone in my close group of friends had known, but no, I didn't tell my parents or, well, just how I act. I feel like they know. But no, we were having this fire and the night was winding down and we were getting cozy with each other. And at this point, I had never had gay sex before, so I didn't know what to do. But
She had also known this. I've talked to her.
Is she gay?
Yes.
She's out.
She's out. Yes. She is like my gay idol who I aspire to be. And she was giving me pointers all of this, like all throughout college, because I was trying to have
giving you pointers is a great way to talk about fingering.
She was giving me pointers, middle fingers, ring fingers, pinkies. She was giving me thumbs some of the time.
She was giving me two pointers. Seemed inefficient, but I really liked it.
She's gonna hate me.
No one knows who she is.
Well, she knows. She listens to your podcast as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
shout out.
Shout out
Poindexter. Thank you for listening.
No, that's her name. That's what we're gonna call her. It's Poindexter. So me and Poindexter were at this bonfire, and it winded down. Everyone left, and she was the last one there because she was gonna sleep over. Everyone else had like a DD. She was sleeping over.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is my time. Like, I'm going to make a move on her.
Have you had a crush on her?
Yes. But we've been like bickering back and forth. Like we had never actually been together, but it was always kind of like we were together. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what the dynamic was. And there was liquor in me, and the way that the fire was just gleaming in her eyes. I was like, this is the time. But I oh my God.
Right. Poindexter
looking at her eyes in the fire, and I couldn't go inside because that would have been the way to do it, is take her inside, you know, and be really comfy. No, we were going to do it outside.
What is
in the winter? Close to it.
I mean, we are in Chicago.
Yeah. Just Chicago weather. You got the snow.
It's snowing.
I'm talking about the bonfire.
Right. Yes.
Stop roasting me about this whole Rosemont thing. Stop it.
Well, people from here will correct you. They will tell you are not in Chicago because you're not in Chicago.
I know. I'm asking you where your bonfire is.
It was in the suburbs of Chicago.
Okay, so also not Chicago.
No, not Chicago. You think it's Chicago. We're not in Chicago.
October,
month is it? November?
What month is the bonfire?
September.
Possibly chilly.
Yeah, it'd be cold here. I mean, it's really bipolar in this weather.
What kind of, where are we, at the beach?
No, we're in like my backyard.
Okay.
Like literally my backyard. Cool. I get PTSD walking back there sometimes because of what I did.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it was winding down and we were playing this game. I can't remember what it's called. It's just like a card drinking game where if you pull it that you drink something, and there was a naughty version. So she decides to pull this out. So I was like, okay, so we're both on the same wavelength. Like it's going to happen.
One-on-one naughty version.
Yes. One-on-one naughty version with Poindexter is really what was happening. And it gets to this card of just take off your shirt. And I was like, this is the cue, right? Like we're gonna do this, right? Like we both sat there in silence looking at it because neither of us have ever made a move on each other. We just look at him like, are you gonna take off your shirt?
And it's for both of you to do?
No, it's just for her. I was trying to be like very respectful. I was like, you're gonna take off your shirt? Okay. Like the gay panic was ensuing in me because I didn't know. I've never been at this point because like I'm gonna see boobs. Yeah. That's awesome.
You're going to get some cheekbone action if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. Some sharp cheekbone action.
And it's outside, so you know they're...
What are we talking? C-cup, D-cup cheekbones?
I don't know. But no, she took off her shirt and she's like, yeah, no, I'm comfortable. Like, keep going. And the next thing was to literally finger the person. It was literally like the card said like...
You to finger her for her to finger you.
For me to finger her.
Wow, that's advanced.
It's very, like, I was like, where do you get this game? Like, I swear to God, like, it's definitely.
I know where this is going. You went in dry. Oh my God. Did you go in dry? Oh my God. Ah!
But the thing is, there's just wood chips everywhere. There's a fire pit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not doing this in a chair. Like, the angle's not right. I'm thinking of myself. I'm like, would I be comfortable?
So you, novice.
Yes!
You are not listening to the podcast. You have not heard Ashley Gavin say that fingering can be inside or outside. Listener.
It's inside.
Pause. Listener. If you are listening right now and you believe that fingering is only inside, you use this as a cautionary tale. You never go in dry. Fingering is made to prevent dry entry. That's what fingering is for.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I've known about this discussion as well. But okay.
Always finger a puppet before. You always finger a puppet before you put your hand inside of it. Jeff Dunham knows that. Everybody knows that.
Okay, wait. I feel bad. I interrupted this story. I interjected with my dry ass finger.
No, take
us step by step.
This is a great episode. I didn't just go in dry because I was like, okay, I had nails as well.
I was going to say, I'm looking at them right now.
Yes, I had nails. So I was trying to be respectful. I'm like, I can't. Do you want me to just eat you out instead? Like, I just.
Oh, wow.
I was trying. I'm like, this is going to hurt. Like, I can't do that. So, yeah, I was like, okay,
we'll figure this out.
Have you even kissed yet?
Have made out. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 No.
But this night, have you kissed?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing led up to it.
To puss.
Yeah. Yes. I told you, it's all about
like a
the
bad
puss.
Hallmark movie. Straight to puss.
Straight to gay puss.
But yeah, no, I was like, okay, like I offered, I'm like, why don't I just eat you out instead? Like, that just seems like the fair compromise, because I can't necessarily, I mean, yeah, it would be better with my hand as well, but I couldn't really do that, right? So she's like, oh no, I'll guide you through it. Like, she knew that this was my first time. I had never done this
is so sweet.
She honestly, like, I appreciate her so much, because I was so nervous, but also I was like, I really want to do a good job. Like, I don't want to be another person that you talk about, like, oh yeah, like I didn't finish, like it was worse, oh my god. But no, I ran inside. I'm like, okay, like I'm drunk also, so like I'm like making a lot of noise, I'm like throwing things around, I'm like, I'm having gay sex for the first time. I don't know what the fuck to do.
What are you running inside for?
A blanket.
Oh, okay.
I'm like looking for a condom. Like,
this is what I need to do. This is what sex ed has taught me. I need the banana.
Break her. No breaking.
Break her.
Oh my God. No, so I ran inside and I was looking for a blanket. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, we'll put this. I'm like, we'll go behind the bushes here because no one will see us, right? Oh, there's like, no. I have like my garage
puns,
here.
Puns.
Yes. We'll go behind the bush. And I set it down and I... Listen, I'm going to admit this once and one time only. I don't know where the clit is. I really don't. I don't know where it is. You know what?
Yeah, you fucking do.
I do, but not on someone else in the dark, in a backyard, on a blanket, with just like fire
crackling.
Are you
talking about with high accuracy? Like, you know the area.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Well, because she had explained. She's like, I like it when people are more outside. Like how you're explaining, fingering can be in or out. But I decided, oh no, I'm just going to finger you instead as well. Like, I had offered to eat her out first and then ended up fingering her with my nails
inside of her.
Yes.
So you know what, it's all uphill from here.
In
no,
some
no,
ways
it's not
really bad.
It's really bad because I was doing good. She did say I was doing good for a little bit until I decided
until she was like, I can't lie anymore.
I gotta be honest with you. No, she's like, you literally, like, if you were just a straight guy, that's what you did to me. Is as soon as you put your fingers in, you went as fast as you could, not where I needed to go, and I didn't finish. And you know what? That's okay. And I'm like, no. I needed those pointers. I need you to be honest with me. Thank you.
And you know what? That's great, though, because you probably took the feedback and you're better now.
And how
did it hurt your feelings?
No, because she's like, no, I'll show you. She's like, I'll do you now. I'm like, okay.
That's cool.
But I have like ADHD. So like I have ADHD and depression. So like I'm on a lot of medication. So I'm like,
So like, has people talked about this on your podcast of like medications affecting your sex life?
Not a ton, but go ahead.
That's okay. So I'm on Zoloft, like a high amount of fucking Zoloft. And I told her, I'm like, you might be showing me the ropes and it might feel really good and might be the greatest sex of my life. You will not make me finish. It is impossible. Like, it is a Sahara desert down there because of my Zoloft. Like, I have no libido, nothing. So she's like, no, like, I will eat you out. I'm like, okay, all right, awesome. I won't say no to that. That's fine. We go downstairs, whatever happens. And next morning, wake up, think nothing of it. The blanket is still outside. And my mother comes in and she has the blanket in her hands.
You guys do a clam bake?
No.
You guys do a clam bake out here?
No. But that's exactly kind of what she said. She's like, why does this smell like dirty pussy? And I was like, I need to go in a hole.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. Do you want me to call
God,
my mother?
I thought there was going
to
be blood on it.
No, dirty. That's why I was embarrassed. She's like,
dirty
why is,
pussy.
Why is this smell? Because it was outside and moist. I don't know. But that's what she said. And I was like, she knows I'm gay. She knows who was here. She knows I'm gay. She knows that we had sex outside. And she hates me.
And what happened after that?
Nothing. She threw it in the washer. She's like, this is weird.
She's still a mom.
She was like, why does this smell like dirty pussy?
I need to wash this.
Yeah.
I need to put this in the washer, in the dryer. Oh, no. This is our handy dandy Chicago Blackhawks blanket. Why does it smell like dirty pussy?
That's what it was.
And I was like, I'm not explaining this. I mean, she's never going to hear this. She's like, what are you doing today? I'm like, I'm recording a podcast. Oh, okay. Went back to like her little at-home work. She didn't care anything about it. And I was like, yeah, I'm seeing this gay comedian. She's like, okay.
I'm gonna be talking about gay sex. Okay.
Like the Midwest mom is just deflecting.
Yes, she doesn't care.
The asymmetrical haircut, which is appropriated from our people. It's actually Kate's haircut from like 3 weeks ago before it grew out.
Oh no!
Oh no! I'm so sorry. I'm a hairdresser, so it's okay. I understand. Ugh.
Someone really got me.
So what do you do about your sex drive?
I don't. I'm mostly like I give then receive, honestly. Well, and I preface that with people, and especially with I hate insecure men, and I hate when they're mostly insecure in bed, because I'll tell them, I'm like, I didn't finish. Like, oh, so I'm bad. Oh, so that was really bad. I'm like, no, it wasn't. I told you I'm on a high dose of medication. I can't finish. Like, unless you want me to be nutso and not on my medication, like crying and right. want to jump off a cliff,
right.
I can do that for you. But you're not special. You're not special, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to finish. I will have a great time, but I'm not concerned about me. I'm concerned about you.
And for you, it just helps to have a partner that's understanding of that.
Right. And that's so hard to find, really, honestly, because they're mostly concerned, like, if you don't finish, then it wasn't good. I'm like, that has no correlation yeah. at all. You can have gay sex. You can have good sex without finishing. It doesn't, it's not about that.
Of course. Last night, I was so fucking, I can't come. When I'm tired, like, right. when my brain is, like, just right. not... Yeah. Like in it, I can't. It's so hard for me. It even if I do it myself with a fully charged vibrator, one that turns itself on, it will take me sometimes an hour to come when I'm like so
right,
tired.
Right.
So like when I'm having sex late at night, no matter how wonderful the person is, no matter mm-hmm. how good they are, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And like it's not their fault. But I will say I dated a girl once on Zoloft, and oh man, did I fucking.
You had to do a
I
lot.
I had to lay into that clit.
Yeah, right.
I
right,
did the trick
right.
where you like put your teeth under your lip.
What? And
so that I could get the maximum amount of pressure.
That's what I keep telling. Okay, so it's all about pressure. That's yeah. what it is. No one has good pressure.
Well, tell them.
No one has
them
good pressure.
That they can put their lip over their teeth.
Or give me pointers, maybe.
And use that like hard surface. So that it's
so
like,
cover your buck teeth and go in on it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's how I got her to come. I know that doesn't sound sexy. It sounds awful.
No, but you're catering to the person that
right,
needs
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly. They need a lot of pressure.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. No, that makes sense. That's exactly how I am, though.
Look how I just turned into the cis man. I was like, nah, I know how to do it.
I know where the clit is. It's fine. I'll teach you. I'll show you the ropes.
Well, that was wonderful gay sex.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say wonderful gay sex, but it was gay sex.
It was gay sex.
It was gay sex.
Your telling of it was wonderful.
Thank you.
And you're a fantastic guest.
Oh, thank you.
Look how well you did.
Aww.
You were very nervous.
I was. In. I made a whole Instagram prep story about how, I didn't say what I was doing today, but I think people connected the dots after I said that I was going to be on the show yesterday. I don't know when we did the little promo of you tagged me and I tagged you back that I said I was on it. And my teeth were chattering. Like I was curled with my cat, like in the fetal position, like rocking because I was so nervous.
Oh. So you had gay sex twice, actually.
Yes.
Stories that you got in.
Yes. Yes. Me and my cat, Claudia. It's spelled C-L-A-W-D-I-A.
Nice.
Because she
nice.
Has claws.
Yes.
So
very
well,
good.
Well, excellent story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kate, did you have gay sex
yes.
this week?
I'm excited.
I'm going to tell a finger blast from the past.
All right.
Okay, fair. Continue.
Okay. Let me take
what is
a
wrong with you?
No, I've tried to tell this story before and I couldn't tell it correctly, so I'm just going to take a deep breath and remember the pointers I told myself.
I don't remember this.
Good.
It's best if you don't.
Okay, I've got it. All right, ready?
Someone give you a few pointers?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I was in a relationship with a woman.
Spread wide it. Open there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Get comfy. Get
no,
comfy.
No, get comfy.
Ignore.
Yes. Protrude.
Yes.
Protrude. You protrude.
You're okay. Pregging and protruding. I love it.
Someone was protruding and then
preg. Right. That's how it happens.
Okay. I was in a relationship with a woman, and let me just say this. This relationship got off to a rocky start. So we like...
It's great.
I had hooked up with, I think, two girls before, and then we hooked up, and she like wanted to make sure that I wasn't like straight. So
okay.
she was asking
oh,
me...
fucking...
Because
okay.
well, I might have read as that
right.
at the time.
Right.
And so she was like, have you...
Femme
like
lesbians, I see you, right? Femme folks, I see you right now. I don't think you're straight. I don't think anyone's straight.
We see through your ruse.
Not the ruse.
It's
like
rude.
I'm saying you're valid.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think you're straight.
Yeah. Okay, so she thought I was straight. So she's like asking, like, are you just doing this like just for fun or whatever? And I was like, no, like sometimes I make out with boys and sometimes I make out with girls, which is like the most like childish sentence you can say.
Sometimes like I type girls kissing in my search bar. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes I write boys kissing.
Yeah, sometimes I want to see boys kissing.
And then when we were hooking up, she wanted to know like what I had done before. And so I explained a recent encounter with someone else where the next morning they like didn't kiss me. They didn't want to act like it had happened. And I talked about that being like painful. So then we hooked up and in the morning she kissed me and I was like, oh great, like yay, it's not another one. And then she was like, so then I like wanted to hang out more and she was like, no, I don't think I really want to. And I was like, oh, but we like, you know, this morning was nice. And she's like, yeah, I just didn't want to like hurt you the same way that other person hurt you. And I was like, okay, well now you're hurting me now. So so then we hook up for like a week. I'm like falling hard.
Right.
And then
why? The morning, this person sounds so fucking
it's
annoying.
It's my first time having like lesbian sex.
Same with the person that I just talked about. I understand your situation completely. I understand.
Fine. And she was like gay.
Right. See, yeah.
So it wasn't like a straight girl thing that I'd done before where it's like, oh, this person is gay. This person is so gay that they wanted to make sure that I was gay.
Kate, was this me?
No. But anyway, so then like we're like hooking up. It's great. I like come out to my brother.
Okay.
Like,
wow.
Because of this girl. And then the morning of my birthday, she's like, yeah, I just don't like really see this going anywhere.
Oh.
And was like, I need some space. Like, I need at least 7 days of space. And I was like, okay.
Wow. She gave you a waiting period?
Like, so I gave her a week. And there was one point where we hung out and we went to kiss and I like pulled away.
Oh.
Very dramatic.
Like to try to give her the 7 days or right. whatever. It was like the
7 days. In 7 days, you will be gay.
But so then at the beginning of the relationship, she comes back after 7 days. She's like, would you ever want to be in an open relationship? And I was like, no.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, okay, then I guess we'll be in a closed one. Like,
this girl just has a lot of enthusiasm about you.
And I was just like,
clearly
I was just
your
like,
future
yes.
wife.
So we're in a relationship and we start talking about like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to have a threesome? And so I mentioned like a straight friend of mine and I was like, what about her? And she was like, no, like definitely not. Oh. She was like, what about this girl? And
this guy over
like,
here?
Pretty much. She like mentioned a gay friend of hers and I was like, absolutely not. So we both had given like hard no's.
Is she femme? Like, what's her deal?
Hard to explain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We both gave hard no's to each other's like first choices or whatever. So like we were just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not like we wanted it so bad that we like, we're going to.
You're not making people, a Tinder profile like, with both of you guys saying
exactly,
we're looking for a third.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
It was just like, right. What about this? No. What about this? No. We're in agreement. It's a no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So one night I get really drunk, like probably too drunk. And I show up to a party where she's at. And she and the girl that she had mentioned wanting to have a threesome with are there talking together like really intensely.
Oh.
And I was like, huh, what's happening? And I approach and I realize that they are arguing about Israel and Palestine.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Fair.
And I'm
foreplay.
Like,
yeah. Some know it.
Intellectual foreplay.
Yeah. Just bring up the most controversial yes. thing that you can think of
and
listener.
We'll debate it. That's sexy.
Like,
I love that.
A two-state solution and I'm like, okay. So you're not
how
like,
about a three pussy solution?
Hey,
has anyone thought of that? I fucking solved it.
Just shave a nice little Gaza strip.
No, let me get the Gaza
honestly,
strap.
I feel weird
grab
about that. I can't sing myself for that
no,
one. Free Palestine.
That was great. I had a great one too. The Gaza strap.
Gaza strap. There we go. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
Benjamin Notton Hoo-ha.
Oh my
what
God.
The fuck? What is happening in your brain for you to think of that right now?
I don't know. That's Ashley giving herself the air horn.
I'll give it to you. That was...
Come on.
Wordplay. We love...
Come on. It was solid.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. I've caught my breath, I think. Okay, so I'm like, great, they're not flirting.
Right.
Great, she has no intentions of building right. any three-way chemistry here because they are literally arguing about, like, the problem.
Let me check. Are they arguing about Israel and Palestine? Yes, not sex. Okay.
I was like, okay, great. Okay, great. Like a three-way off the table.
There's like crisis consent, avoided. And then the Israel-Palestine debate.
The cockupation.
There's definitely a bulldozer plowing joke to be made here.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay. So I'm like, great, this is off the table. But I was also like very drunk.
Okay.
And we go inside to the party and we're like dancing. And the girl I was with like kind of like pushes me up against the other girl. So I am in the middle.
Oh.
I am the femmest out of the three. And I am in the middle of this sandwich, which I know is must be difficult to imagine.
It's very difficult to imagine.
Yeah.
And then she kind of just like pushes our face together so that we're kissing, and I'm like, again, I'm like pretty drunk, so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm kissing
you and the other girl.
Me and the other girl who I've specifically said I don't want to have a threesome with are now kissing.
Oh
yeah. And I did not like it at all.
Oh
no. No one wants to have their face shoved into,
especially when
face.
You said no
but the kissing wasn't good. But I wasn't saying no in the moment. I want that to
right.
be clear.
Okay,
that, like
okay.
I wasn't saying no in the moment because I didn't have my wits about me. And I didn't like the kiss. You know, like, kiss someone and you're like, this is a no for me, dog.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. You just Randy Jackson their ass. You just know.
Yeah, bad kissing is, I can't deal with it.
Yeah. And then they kiss and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Of course.
And I just don't know how to like, I can't find the like, I don't know, confidence or like wherewithal or like soberness to be like, please let's not
right
do this
right.
So we end up going back.
How can we work Ahmed back into this?
No.
It's Jeff Dunham's fault, not mine. It's his bit.
Okay.
Listener, if you don't know Jeff Dunham has some really fucked up puppets that like are like
do accents
and they're not funny and they're
stuff.
Not cool, but
no, honestly, maybe I wish I had the Ahmed puppet because then
yes,
would stop
you
fucking
speak,
talking to
you
me.
Pull out a puppet like I don't want to do this.
Oh,
kiss
I agree
the
with
puppet.
You. Anyway, so we ended up going to the girl I was with house and the three of us are there and we're like in the room and like I'm like trying to just like catch a breath and be like, how can I like communicate here that this just every step of this sucks. And I decide to buy myself some time. I will choose what music to put on.
Oh, you're like Israel or Palestine.
That's what I should have done.
Should've
I should have
the
like,
Israel
hey,
Palestine.
You guys remember earlier when you disagreed? That's what I should have fucking done. Oh. Instead, I was just like, let me put on like the least sexy music I can find and put on like Mumford and Sons or something.
Oh my God.
Also for the listener, I just want you to know we understand that this conflict is a very serious thing.
Yes.
We're not fucking stupid.
God, I come on this fucking podcast and I get canceled. Jesus fuck.
So
I think the funniness is that it's put in the context of the most ridiculous thing in the polar opposite of the
really
political
should,
climate
the,
over
the,
there.
The funny premise to me is that it's such a serious thing that I don't know how anyone's urge to fuck could possibly overcome a disagreement about it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, continue.
But so I was trying to pick like unsexy music just to buy myself time to like think of like how I can make this stop. And I look over.
Listener, just say no. Walk away.
I know. Yeah.
I know it can be hard.
Yes. Call your mom. Say you have an emergency.
So I look over and my girlfriend's shirt and bra are off. And I'm just like, oh, this is happening like very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I guess I'll just.
Cheekbones everywhere. Someone just pulled a card and
So it just I was card like, and shirts were coming off. People were getting fingered. People were getting eaten out.
There's too much happening. And a lot of cheekbones.
Yes.
I was like, I guess I'll just go back to the playlist. Just like something to do so that I wasn't involved. And then I feel the girl who I don't like, I'm wearing a mini skirt and I feel her like hand start to like go up my skirt while I'm just trying to be distracted on the phone. And I was like, I don't know. And I must have done something enough that somebody was like, let's set some ground rules.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is great that somebody in the room was attuned enough to.
Someone was aware, aside from Israel and Palestine, that something's happening right here. Awesome.
So
now you just have to make sure that these rules are still relevant in 60 years and not.
So I am like, I say, well, how about like nothing below the belt? Because that was all I could say. And that's like, that's fair.
I just like to point out that you are a man.
For saying below the belt.
You're literally pulling out boxing rules. Nothing below the belt.
No full Nelsons. Oh, no tickling. No biting.
We make it a fair fight.
But so what I wanted to say was make this over. But what I said and what I felt like I could say was nothing below the belt. And this other girl got like mad and was like, oh, like. Basically made it seem like it was like disrespectful for me to have that boundary, so she like stormed away and I was done. Like I yeah. was like, oh,
crisis
great.
Avoided.
Like, I got myself out of it somehow by just being
being
a boxing
honest
referee. Yes.
Being a coach. Oh, yeah. Full circle.
I coached my way out of it. But anyway, it's a funny story and a stressful story. I don't know, I feel like there's like I learned lessons from it.
Right.
It's okay to say no, it's okay to set boundaries.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved
and
it.
And I could have just said no from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
We must wrap because we have to perform in 35 minutes.
Indeed, baby.
Yes.
Gianna, thank you so much. You were incredible.
Yes. Of course. It's been a dream. I've wanted to be on this podcast for a while.
I'm
but
so glad we got to do it in person and not
oh,
over
yes.
Zoom.
Yes. That was better. My anxiety is like there would be like some pauses. I'm like, this is not going to be funny. There's like, I don't know how to put a punchline in here if there's like pauses.
This no, is great.
But you were
this
fantastic.
Thank yeah. you.
Butt plugs.
For what?
Your stuff. Well, we said G-Wizzle. Your G-Wizzle on everything.
But, oh, just plugs. Okay. Yeah. I was like, why? We were talking about vibrators. Now you're bringing in a butt plug. Like, really? This is okay. Plugs for me. G.Wizzle on Instagram and G-Wizzle _ on TikTok. If you want to, you don't have to.
That was nice. Boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries.
But follow. Follow me now. I need more. I'm building my empire as we speak.
As always, the gay thought coming to you. This podcast is primarily funded by Patreon. You get bonus episodes a few times a month. You get the uncut, unedited versions of these episodes. Sometimes they're half an hour, 45 minutes longer. It's so much content for you. Go check it out. Patreon.com/WHGS. Let's keep these lights on. Let's pay Alex. Let's pay Kate. Let's keep this train a rolling. And here's my gay thought from today. Listener, I don't know about you, but the suspense that I feel trying to figure out if someone's queer, that is probably my biggest kink. Probably from the years of being closeted as a kid. I get so hyped up being like, is she gay? Is she gay? Is she queer? Is she bi? Is she pan? What are they? I need to know right now. It turns me on so much. And I think it comes from when we were young and closeted and we had to deal with that all the time. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. I borderline, like I love hearing about people's like closeted stories. You know what I mean? They're so hot to me. And I really feel bad for the upcoming generation that's been raised well and healthily that they won't share that kink with me. Like, I know that's super fucked up in my brain and I want them to have their best life and I want everyone to feel free to not even have labels anymore. You know what I mean? For just everyone to love everybody and to have no judgment. But also, they're going to miss out on that shame-driven sexual rush, you know? I feel bad for those kids. This is just therapy. Now, have a great week, you little bottoms and tops and switches. I don't want to get canceled.